Welcome back in the zone, hour numero uno. If you're making lunch plans, call my man Crazy Mike. 501-907-MIKE. It's 907-6453. Ask Mike what his interest is in the birth of the royal baby. I'm going to guess it's less than zero.
Less than. Negative range.
Imagine he's in your boat. He said, I ain't got time for that crap. I'm making hush puppies, daddy. Wings? Yes. Hush puppies? You betcha.
Please.
Shrimp? For sure. Gumbo? Out of this world. And crawfish bisque. Crazy Mike, lighten up your taste buds every Monday through Saturday at his location, 200 North Bowman Road. You know what it is? It's a royal deal, my man. You can take your whole family, wife, kids, even a baby.
A royal baby?
Even if it's not a royal baby. Buy one entree, get one half off tonight, and there are deals every night, and lunch specials, over 10 of them, every single Monday through Friday. So, if you're trying to get through your work week, especially if you got a case of the Mondays, get into Crazy Mike's and hook yourself up. 11 to 8, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9:30 on Friday and Saturday. The ESPN Car Wash. I should have played the Car Wash song. The Car Wash is going on. Nick Saban, Les Miles. I already saw Les Miles doing an interview this morning with
James Franklin.
James Franklin, Hugh Freeze, Dan Mullen, Gary Pinkel, Mark Richt, Nick Saban, Kevin Sumlin today. Tomorrow, Brett Bielema. Then Butch Jones, Gus Malzahn, Will Muschamp, Steve Spurrier, and Mark Stoops.
Do you think they'll have Gus and Coach Bielema on at the same time?
Do you think they feel bad having to include Mark Stoops among the other 13 coaches in the SEC?
Hey, he's done pretty well this offseason recruiting.
No
so
doubt.
I got to give him a lot of credit, especially to a place like Kentucky. So
Arkansas got a bunch of recruits over the weekend as well.
They did. Speaking of recruiting, those new facilities are really helping them out. Was it four recruits over the weekend for the next class? Five for the next class? Incredible.
Yeah. Car wash is always fun. So they do the radio, the TV. They make the rounds over to ESPN, so we'll have some of that for you. Les Miles already in there hamming it up. Always entertaining.
He's just hamming. Les Miles is a fun guy.
So we assume. I want to hear Les Miles still being pressed, or not Les Miles, someone still being pressed on the Manziel stuff, so I'm curious to see.
Would you rather go rappelling down a 30-story building with Les Miles or golfing with Spurrier?
I'd much rather go golfing with Spurrier.
Okay.
Why would you ask me that? It's an odd question.
It's an odd question.
I don't want to go rappelling with anybody.
But, I mean, Les Miles did do it down a 30-story building.
He did?
Yeah.
With whom?
He did it for a charity there in Baton Rouge. Okay. That's why I asked. Did everyone miss that?
I missed it. If it was for charity, I'd do it. I'd go rappelling down a 30-foot building while carrying the royal baby.
Really?
If it was for charity. Put a little backpack.
After it's born.
Yeah, preferably. Oh, it'd be awkward trying to carry Kate and the baby down. That'd be weird. Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, I don't want to do it right this second. Let's wait till the baby's born. That'd be good. 10 teams hurt by their 2013 schedule. Quick top 10 list here on this top 10 Tuesday. Let me do two top 10 lists. Oh, wait, it's Monday.
Wait.
You know what? I'm a day ahead of it. Sorry, we'll wait till tomorrow on that.
Jumping the gun.
I know. Well, let's do this anyway. We do have a top 10 list tomorrow. And tomorrow we're actually doing something charitable. We're spreading some love for our friends at the American Cancer Society here in Arkansas. We're going to be in Conway at U.S. Pizza, and they're doing a screening, and they need people to sign up for it.
Okay.
And so it's a little trying to gather some research, so they need people to get on board with it. You can come by and sign up tomorrow, grab some lunch while we're up there, so we hope that people will pop in and see us.
Love U.S. Pizza.
Yeah, it's always good. We'll be in we'll be in Conway tomorrow, so come by and see us. All right.
Do it.
All right, real quick. 10 teams, according to this story. This is from Big Lead Sports. 10 teams hurt by their 2013 schedule. Number one on this list is LSU. Les Miles was scorned by the scheduling gods. Again, the Tigers play Florida for their rivalry game. The other interdivision game is at Georgia. And this actually came out prior to him complaining at SEC Media Days about their schedule and the screw job they got again. Alabama's on the road, trips to Starkville and Oxford. He'd also get Dykesy. Tricky test off the bat with TCU. Says any dip from LSU's talent exodus on defense could make this schedule as perilous as social media.
You have scrutinized their non-conference schedule other than TCU, though.
Well, they play UAB, Kent State, and Furman. Need I say more? They're playing Furman for homecoming. Again, if I'm going to Baton Rouge once a year and once a year only because I'm in some sort of business on the West Coast or on the East Coast or I live in out of the country and I come back for homecoming, and I'm getting to watch Furman, I ain't happy. Luckily, Arkansas is playing South Carolina, so if you're going to the homecoming game here, it'll be just fine. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully it's a competitive game.
Hopefully.
Yeah, the other end of the spectrum is that one.
Yeah.
Florida makes this list of top 10 teams hurt by their 2013 schedule. Florida could be just as good as last season and finish with a much worse record. I would agree with that. I think Florida's going to fall back this year.
Yes.
They go to Miami.
That's without their star linebacker, too, which we'll talk about in a moment.
They play Florida State at home. They go on the road to LSU and at South Carolina as well. They only have three SEC home games. Of their five toughest games, only Florida State's at home. Struggling offense, potential upsets lying in the woods. They do have some great athletes. Jeff Driscoll, we'll see if he settles down. Matt Jones, great running back. So we'll see.
Well, great is
Matt Jones.
What's expected of him.
Yes, he has a lot of potential.
Yes, he has a lot of potential. Thank you.
Other teams on this list, California and UCLA out of the Pac-12. I'm not going to go into detail there because nobody cares. Purdue out of the Big Ten. Utah, Urban Meyer's old stomping grounds. And the final three also from the SEC, including Georgia. This year it says they got screwed. Breaking in a young defense, the Dogs have Clemson, South Carolina, and LSU in their first four games. A potential SEC title team could have its season derailed before October. Tennessee, the process has been a prolonged pain. But Tennessee fans must be patient for another year. That five-game FBS stretch at Oregon, at Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, at Alabama.
Oh, my.
The toughest in the country.
Wow.
Poor Butch Jones.
He's got a great recruiting class coming in, though. I mean, he's building something there.
That's not going to help
him this year. Nope. I wouldn't invite any recruits to those games at home.
And last but not least, our boys at Arkansas. It says, this is not a Wisconsin schedule. Next to a photo of Brett Bielema in his swim trunks. Hanging out at a pool party. Most people have seen that before.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Razorbacks.
His dogs aren't there.
Florida and South Carolina from the East. His first four games in the SEC, A&M at Florida, South Carolina at Bama. So not quite Tennessee.
But close.
The next worst thing. Trips to Oxford and LSU as well, and a possibly troublesome away trip to Rutgers for a team in transition. They say good luck. So 10 teams with some real concern. How about that, though? Tennessee. I already feel bad for him.
You know, I really thought Arkansas had the toughest schedule. Second toughest now. I mean, Tennessee just...
Overall, I think Arkansas still gets the nod, but that's a brutal stretch for a new coach.
They could go easily 0-5 in that stretch.
I'll be surprised if they don't.
I'll be surprised if they win one. You're right. That'd be a good end to that trip is 1-4.
Did you hear me talking to Mark Hudspeth yesterday? Or last week, rather? I was... Echoing your sentiments about being concerned about Lafayette in that first game, or the University of Louisiana.
Oh, I did listen to that. Yes.